Hi, everyone. Welcome to this preview call for Dreaming in the Dark, Write the New Story of Your Business in 2012. There's a collective presence that's created when any group gathers for an evolutionary purpose. We are here in part to explore who we are as spiritual beings, as visionary entrepreneurs. We're here to discover what we can create when we choose to live and work with a commitment to conscious, joyful, loving service to ourselves, our businesses, and our communities. There's an overlighting spirit that includes and embraces all of us who are on this call. We each contribute to it through our presence, through our thoughts and our intentions, and through the energy we bring to this circle. Please sit with your feet flat on the floor, your hands apart in your lap, and your back reasonably upright. If you have a speakerphone or a headset, I would encourage you to use it now. Close your eyes and bring your awareness behind your eyes and up a bit into the center of your head. Keep your gaze soft and turned down towards your heart. Let your brain, your busy ferment of a brain, soften and settle into the bowl of your skull. Think of something or someone whom you love so completely that you want for them what they truly want for themselves. Tune into the love that you feel for them and let that love fill your heart. Let it fill your body, fill your mind. Let your love flow out into your energy field all around you. Love connects us to each other, to our souls, and to Source. Love connects us to the subtle energy worlds and to the realms of soul and spirit. As you feel your whole being radiant with love, let your love connect you to the spirit of our circle today. Every creation has a spiritual counterpart which holds the pattern or blueprint for its perfect unfolding. I call these pattern holders devas, a Sanskrit word that means shining ones. Take a moment and we'll tune in together to the deva of Dreaming in the Dark. You can experience its presence the same way you experience the presence of anyone you meet by getting a felt sense of who this being is. Feel its love and enthusiasm, its curiosity, playfulness, creativity, and delight, which are some of the qualities of the deva of Dreaming in the Dark. As you attune to its presence, which is like an energy signature, feel these qualities awaken and expand within you. These qualities are already in you because they are qualities of your soul as well. So let the qualities of this deva expand in your own body until they radiate out more strongly into your energy field all around you. There's no right way to experience the deva's presence or to experience these qualities within you. Simply trust your own experience, whatever it is, and let yourself rest in the field in which your presence meets the presence of the deva of Dreaming in the Dark. When you feel in touch with it, just stay for a moment or two in the field of love generated between you. And when you feel complete with that for now, gently open your eyes. The Deva of this program holds in its energy field the unfolding story of this program. I teach it twice a year, and each time that I teach it, the Deva of the program evolves, and so do I, and so does the program content, because it's shaped by each and every person who brings their consciousness to it. Similarly, your soul holds in its extended presence the pattern for the unfolding story of your life. And the Deva of your business holds the pattern for the unfolding story of your business. Story has the power to shape your life, your business, and your world. Each of us is born with the knowledge that all possibilities, all the stories that ever were and ever will be, are already within us. As very young children, we know who we are. We know we can create the stories that we want to live. We know our future is fluid, it is malleable. We shape it with the stories we choose to tell ourselves and the stories that we choose to live by. And then as we grow up, we lose that inner knowing. What we know gets clouded over by what we're told is possible or impossible. Our stories about our powerful creative selves weaken and disappear underground. In their place, we learn to tell new stories about lack and limitation, about someday and maybe and if and when. We lose the knowledge that all things are possible within the boundaries we've chosen for our incarnation. This doesn't mean that all possible stories are equally likely to happen. Some stories will have more energy or juice for you behind them than others. Those stories that are most resonant with your personality, that emerge from your gifts and talents, your heart's desires, your own nature, and the ecology of your life, are the ones that you will create most effortlessly. Those stories that cut across the grain of your innermost self, that go against your soul, your values, against what you truly love, are less likely to happen. You create your future by aligning your stories with your soul's purposes, which are about expressing and embodying qualities of essence, of source. You also create your future by aligning your stories with your natural gifts and talents, by aligning them with that which brings forth your deepest passion and delight. The story of your business lives at the crossroads where your love and your joy, your genius, skill, and power encounter the world's needs. The spirit of service and the Deva of prosperity are both essential allies in the work of consciously shaping the ecology of your business and your life. Think about the story your business has lived through this year. How do you feel about it right now? Are there parts of the way your business's story has unfolded in 2011 that you love? Are you comfortable with the characters who inhabit the story of your business? Are you happy with the narrative, with the way things have turned out this year? Are there other parts of your business story that feel prickly or cold, confusing, narrow, or constricted? Just let yourself feel into the story of your business this year and get a felt sense in your body. how this story feels to you. Do you feel like a stranger in the country of your business? Do you feel lost in it? Or do you feel like you belong here? Do you feel at home in the country of your business? Are you excited to explore the boundaries and the far-flung places your business's ecology? Or do these feel like murky, scary places to you? Take a few minutes right now just to jot down brief notes on how you feel about the story of your business as it has unfolded so far this year. Let me give you a couple of minutes to do that. I'm going to ask you to consider a couple more questions. This year, have you felt loved and supported by your business? Do you love and cherish your business too? Or does it feel like a burden or a responsibility? There are no right or wrong answers to any of this. You're simply approaching this in the spirit of openness, curiosity, exploration, and inquiry. Near the beginning of this year, I realized that my business and I had been living in a place that had grown too small for us in every way. It was the setting for a story that had lost its juice, lost its flavor. I could feel the new story of my business hovering nearby, but it needed a new setting in order to enter the world of my business. So I'm going to share with you how I went about creating the new story. As I mentioned at the beginning of this call, every creation has a spiritual counterpart, a deva, which holds the pattern for its perfect unfolding. Devas are subtle energy beings who make their home in the subtle energy realm. They are the architects of form and matter. To create a new setting for the story of my business, I started by attuning to the deva of my business, much the way we attuned together to the deva of dreaming in the dark at the beginning of this call. The deva of my business is an old friend. We have a long history together. Our relationship over the past 35 years has been a constant, evolving, always interesting conversation. We've built a deep and lasting foundation of love and trust between us. When my business deva tells me about what my business needs, I listen because I know it has my well-being at heart. It also has a perspective that is different from mine, and I value its guidance. My business as Deva said, you know, it's time to move. You need a home that's big enough for your own growth, spacious enough to support the growth of your business. You need space to create, to dream, to do your work, and a space that's big enough to hold retreats and intensives. I didn't say yes immediately. What came up first were feelings of overwhelm and of, oh my God, I just moved. I don't want to move again. I hate moving. I hate feeling uprooted. So I sat with my feelings. I gave them room to flow. I talked with my inner selves over the course of several days to make sure that each of them had room to share how they felt about what they needed and what they needed to support my move. Eventually, we arrived at a consensus. And eventually, I turned to my business Deva and said a wholehearted yes to the proposed move. And in that moment, when I said yes to the new setting for the story of my business, the future embodied in that story came forward to meet me. Acting on intuition, which is one of the ways that my business Deva communicates with me, I emailed a friend and told her what I needed in a new home. She emailed back minutes later to say that she knew of the perfect place, a big, beautiful house overlooking the ocean. Her sister-in-law owned the house. I went over that afternoon to meet my friend's sister-in-law and to see the house. Although we'd never met before, we connected instantly and felt as though we'd known each other all our lives. We talked for over an hour and a half about her work and mine, about our families, our lives, our vision of love and service in the world. By the time I left, I'd signed the preliminary legal papers. Less than a month later, I moved into the lovely home in which I now live. The story of my business has evolved beautifully, miraculously, since that move in the early spring of this year. In ways I couldn't have imagined back then, this house is the perfect setting for my business's new, unfolding story. There's a gorgeous beach below my house. There are beautiful parks with wonderful trails just minutes away. And all through the spring and summer, my clients and I walked the trails, creating strategic plans, shaping new stories for their businesses. Everything in this house and in the neighborhood around me supports this work, and it supports my clients' growth and their creative fulfillment. I've held several private retreats here over the past few months with miraculous results for my clients and a deep sense of rightness and satisfaction for me. Finding this house and moving into it happened effortlessly through the power of synchronicity and miracles. Not because I envisioned the exact house that I needed, and not because I looked at dozens of places or repeated endless affirmations or created vision boards or had perfect unwavering faith in my mission. All of these things can help, but they only help if they emerge from your wholeness and don't lead you to fight with your inner doubts and fears. Being human, doubts and fears and fluctuation in energy levels and enthusiasm are part of our DNA, they're part of our journey. But they don't significantly alter the flow of your story if you work consciously with them. The shift into the new setting for my story happened effortlessly for a number of reasons. It's helpful to examine these because they're universal pathways through which new stories emerge. First, I have a daily practice of cultivating presence and inner connection, which grounds me in the deep knowledge that I'm lovingly held and safe, even when I have no idea what's coming next, or even when I'm afraid of what the new story might bring. There is a bedrock of faith that holds and sustains me. It's based on the visceral experience of inner connection, cultivated over a lifetime. This gives me the courage to recognize when my old story no longer fits me. It also gives me the support I need so I can dissolve the structure of the old story while keeping the essential qualities that are at its heart. This is important. The essence of the old story remains because, like all essence, it is formed of spiritual qualities. Love, truth, courage, purpose, creativity, forgiveness. These don't disappear when the old story dissolves. The essence travels with me into my new home, into the new setting for the evolving story of my business. And around this essence, there forms a new story, one with a new ecology, a different landscape, one that includes qualities of greater flow and ease, spaciousness and gratitude, service and prosperity. I've also developed a relationship of sovereignty, love, and trust with the deva of my business. So I asked it for its help. I used my discernment to check its guidance with my own inner sense of what is right for me. The deva of your business holds in its energy field the entire ecology of your business. It holds all the stories that your business can grow into, and it knows the perfect timing for each story's unfolding. If you ask, it will help you, but you have to ask. Devas do not impose themselves. So I asked, and then I acted on my intuition, which, as I said, is one of the ways my business deva communicates with me. I emailed the one friend who could connect me with the house that is the setting for the new story of my business. I didn't email anybody else. I didn't get in touch with anybody else. If you ask, your business deva will help you. Devas are powerful beings, but they cannot act directly in the physical world. My business's deva could not write that email for me. It relied on me to do the physical work necessary to grow the new story of my business. So when I first saw this house, I felt instantly at home. I knew right away that this was the right place for my business. And then those of my inner self who are younger, more frightened, more vulnerable, flapped and squawked and wept. Ah, this is too big to take on. It costs too much. I can't handle this, they said. So I spent time talking with them. I didn't force the issue or try to get them to see things my way. Instead, I told them that we were moving to this house and explained why we were moving. I asked them to tell me how they felt about it and what they needed in order to come with me. And when they talked, I listened. I gave them love, comfort, and reassurance, reminded them that they are aspects of my soul and have powers of soul too. I assured the younger ones that they didn't need to make this decision. It wasn't their job to handle a choice like this. It wasn't their job to organize the move. They could simply hang out and rest in safety in my heart and know that they were taken care of no matter how the story of my business changed. And I moved into this house even though I knew it was a stretch for parts of me. I chose my willingness to step into the unknown over my fear of what the unknown might bring. I've learned over many years of partnering with the creative flow of the universe that if I trust and surrender to its wisdom, it will carry me and my business into our new story. So I chose the unfolding story without knowing just where it would take me. Trust, faith, surrender, these are all spiritual qualities essential for shaping a new story for your business or your life. A new story requires your love and willingness for it to enter into your life. So think about the story that your business is living right now. Is it the story you want to continue to tell in 2012? When you think about your business's future, does it feel like something mysterious and unpredictable that lurks in the dark out ahead of you? When you imagine yourself approaching your future, do you feel a kind of wary alertness? You don't know if it's going to ambush you or carry you to a glorious but somewhat hazy destiny. You meet it with your body poised to run the other way if things go wrong. Or do you come armed with shopping lists and plans? Do you sit down in a strategy meeting with your coach or your business advisor and come up with goals for the year? So by the end of 2012, you say, I want my business to grow by 50% with an annual income of $1 million. I want 500 clients this year. I'll teach 25 classes and sell 6.5 million copies of 3 new products. I'll post daily on my blog and hang out on social media for 80 minutes a day. Oi! Maybe you meet your business's future in some other way entirely. It's not that any of these ways of relating to your future is in itself good or bad. There's no right or wrong way to meet the story of your business and the future of your business. Your relationship with your business and with your future is just that. It is a relationship. We are incarnate souls. We carry the stories of our future within us. Your soul contains all possibilities. All potentialities are seeds planted within the soil of your soul. For these seeds to germinate and grow, we have to choose which ones we want to nurture, and then we have to act to bring them to life. As we move towards our future moves to meet us too, because it's already within us in the form of limitless potentials and possibilities. That which you love loves you. That which you want wants you. The deva of your business is invested in you and in the success of your business. It has its own life, its own stories, its own reason for being. It has its own allies and its own ecology, all of which contribute to its unfolding story. Your business is not dependent on you alone, even if you are the only person who is working in it. You do not carry it on your back, toiling and slaving away to make it successful. Your business deva is your partner in unfolding the story of your business. It adds its power and the power of its allies and friends to your power to grow your business with you. You are not alone in this creation that is your business. Similarly, your soul is invested in the success of your incarnation. It too has its allies, and the deva of your business is one of its allies. As an incarnate soul, you live along a vast continuum. At one end of this continuum, you are your particular, completely unique self. Everything that makes you you is on this end of your being. Nobody else has your laugh. Nobody else has your eyes, your scent, your inimitable way of viewing the world. At the other end of the continuum of your being, you are pure spirit. You are one with everything. You have your being both in this concrete, material, physical world and in all the multidimensional realities as well. Each dimension that you inhabit has its own natural laws. Here in our physical world, You are both supported and challenged by gravity, by time and space. Your body can't be in two places at once. Time in our world is linear. The past is followed by the present leads inexorably to the future. And so we tend to think of stories as following this linear sequence too. But on the other end of the continuum of your being, what we think of as the past, the present, and the future have a much more complex relationship with each other. In one sense, they're all happening simultaneously. Time is malleable, it's flexible, it bends and twists and turns in on itself. Space functions very differently too. So at the universal end of the continuum of your being, you're one with everything, which means you contain everything within you. All possible futures are already within you as potential. This means that your future is not out there somewhere. It's not shaped by somebody else. The story of your business is not at the mercy of the marketplace or the economy, although each of these plays a part in the ecology of your business. Your future is happening right now. You are already living alternate versions of your future in other dimensions of your being. So if you have a secret longing to be a jazz singer, chances are there's a dimension of your soul living out its life as a jazz singer somewhere. There is a you that is or is not a parent. There is a you that's written books on physics or math or history or astronomy. There's a you that's a principal dancer in a ballet company or the head of a mining operation in the Arctic or an adventurer in the wilds of the Gobi Desert. You contain all of these futures within yourself, within the vast potential of your being. So your relationship with your future is not one of two strangers meeting by chance at some far distant place and time. Instead, it is a relationship of love and intimate recognition. Because when you meet your future, you meet an aspect of yourself. Now, although all future stories exist as potentials, it doesn't mean that all of them are equally likely to happen. Your own personality, your own tastes, your free will, your skills and preferences, the gifts and talents and resources that you have will determine which of those future stories you're most likely to create and to experience. If you've never played a musical instrument before, you're probably not going to pick up the cello and instantly play like Pablo Casals. But if your soul wants you to have the experience of playing the cello divinely, it will bring cello music to your attention in a variety of ways. People may give you cello sonatas as gifts, or you'll be driving in your car and you might hear Andre Segovia on your car radio and you fall in love. You might even find yourself buying a car with a trunk big enough to hold a large instrument without having any conscious idea why you're doing it. These are some of the ways your soul, which speaks through your intuition among other things, brings new stories and new possibilities to your attention. When you pay attention to the stories your soul gathers for you, when you act on these hunches and intuitions, these subtle flutters of recognition, you coax your stories out of the realm of potentiality and invite them to come and play with you in your world. Your soul has its own essence, its own particular vibration, unlike any other in the world. By cultivating presence, you experience your soul's vibration in your body. You fill yourself and your world with the qualities of your soul. These are universal qualities, and they form the essence of all things, including the essence of all stories. They are qualities of love and joy, enthusiasm and creativity, emotional depth and resonance. the heart of every story is the same essence that is at the heart of you and me and everything that exists. The stories themselves may play out in different ways, but when you focus on the qualities that you want your business to embody and bring into the world, and you align those qualities with your own being and with the form and the pattern of your business, then your business grows in harmony with the purposes of its own deva. It grows in service, love, and prosperity. You know when you're truly present because you will experience these qualities strongly within yourself. You'll feel a heightened sense of awareness, of inner connection, of power and love, of generosity and kindness. Similarly, you know when you're disconnected from your soul because you'll experience contraction, fear, and isolation. Your body, your mind, your breath, your emotions will all feel narrow and constricted. You'll feel cut off from others, isolated, unsupported, unloving, unloved. The interesting thing is it takes just a little turn, a small switching of frequencies to shift from one state to the other, to move out of contracted states and back into connection with your soul. So as you consider the story you want to create for your future and the future of your business, it's useful to recognize that the future is not a faraway mysterious land of stories and myths. The story of your future is already within you. You already know how to create the future of your business, even if you don't know exactly what the story will be or how it will turn out. When you cultivate presence, when you cultivate your relationship with your soul and pay attention to its promptings, you consciously shape the story you are living. You shape your future. Your soul flows right across the continuum of your being and forms a bridge between you and your future self. I'd like to lead you through an exercise to help you experience your soul's presence in your body so you can experience what your own soul's resonance feels like. It will be familiar because your soul is as familiar as your own breath. In fact, it is so familiar that a lot of times you don't realize that this presence is the presence of your soul. You may have ideas of what your soul is or what it ought to feel like, and those ideas may bear very little resemblance to the actual felt experience of your soul. Your soul is not something outside of you, floating around in the ether, surrounded by cherubim and seraphim. Your soul is as close as your breath and your heartbeat. Once again, please sit with your feet flat on the floor, your hands apart in your lap, and gently close your eyes. Bring your awareness behind your eyes and up a bit into the center of your head. If it feels crowded or uncomfortable in here, take a deep breath. Release any tension, effort, or discomfort down through your feet into the earth. But now there's nothing you have to do, nowhere you have to be, except right here. Embrace your own experience, whatever it is, with curiosity and openness, and settle more fully into the center of your head. The awareness you experience here is your soul. It is your own presence. So let your presence fill the center of your head and radiate out from there down into your heart, into your spine, into your belly. Let it fill your whole body, flowing down to the soles of your feet and the tips of your fingers. Let your consciousness radiate out into your energy field all around your body, about arm's length on either side of your body. Just as a single candle will light a whole room, the radiance of your soul's presence illuminates everything around you. You know what presence feels like because when you first meet someone, you get an instant felt sense of who they are. You may or may not trust your felt sense, but you always do know at some deep level who a person is, because their presence proclaims the qualities of their being. It's the same with you. Your presence is visible to everyone. Feel the love that is the essential quality of your soul. Feel it filling you. Feel your love flowing from your heart through your feet into the heart of the earth. Feel the earth's love for you flowing up through your feet into your body. Stay with your own experience of this, whatever your experience may be. Let go of any effort or trying to do. Effort is a body energy and it gets in the way of experiencing and working with subtle energies. The soul of the earth is a vast being who is an essential part of your life. It is the landscape in which the story of your life and the story of your business unfolds. It holds and cradles both you and your business every single day. Your soul's qualities connect you to the qualities of all forms of life. So feel the love that is your soul's presence within you now, flowing from your heart out through the top of your head and reaching into the heart of the cosmos, into the farthest star in the most distant galaxy. Feel your love flowing out to the cosmos. Feel the love that the soul of the cosmos has for you, flowing from its heart to yours. Let it flow in through the top of your head, into your heart, into your body. Both the Deva of the earth and the Deva of the cosmos are powerful allies in the story of your life and in the story of your business. They are invested in your well-being and success. They partner with you and with the Deva of your business to grow the story of your business. The most powerful thing you can do to create your future is to connect with and develop a deep relationship of presence with your soul, to invite its presence fully into your life. And the most powerful thing you can do to create the future of your business is to partner with the soul, the Deva of your business, with its allies and friends to shape the story of your business. Some of the elements that are essential for consciously shaping a new story for your business include alignment, power, and connection to the powers of wholeness. The more closely your new story is aligned with your soul's purposes, with your own gifts and talents, with the ecology of your life, and with the ecology of the Deva of your business, the more quickly it will take shape. To shape your new story and bring it into being, you need power. Both your personal power and the collective power of your business's Deva and its friends and allies are essential elements in creating and manifesting the new story of your business. You also need the qualities of willingness and will, faith, belief, and surrender. Each of these is necessary for your new story to come into being. Please become aware of your energy field all around you, about arm's length all around your body. This is your presence within the boundary of your energy field, flowing and shimmering all around you. Be aware of the flow of your own energy field meeting and blending into the creative flow of the universe, which is the matrix of all life. You may experience this universal flow as a river of light or in some other form. And the flow of your own life is a current within the greater flow of this river. The life of your business also has its own frequency and flow, which blends with and is carried by the universal flow. When you shape a new story for your business, you are shaping it in this flow. It is the raw material from which all forms of life are created, all stories are created. To shape a new story, you take the elements of the story, its narrative arc, the characters who inhabit it, the setting in which it takes place, the soul qualities with which it is infused, and you hold them as shaping forces inside the flow, like dipping a bucket into the flow. The flow then creates the story of your business according to the shape you dipped into its stream. So for now, what I'd like you to do is simply to experience yourself, the flow of your life and the flow of your business, as part of this larger divine flow. Just experience yourself and your business as part of the flow that is the creative matrix of the universe. And surrender into this flow any thoughts, any feelings, any worries or doubts or fears that are coming up for you. It's all part of the flow anyway. So place it in the flow and let the flow take care of it. As you are standing in this great river that is the creative flow of the universe, feel in your heart the place within you where you're willing to say yes to the unfolding story of your business, whatever it may be, trusting that the deva of your business knows its own purpose and that its purpose is aligned with yours. And trusting that as you grow that new story, you are also growing the new story of yourself. Your stories, your flows are intertwined. They're intimately connected. And if you are willing, express your willingness to consciously shape your new stories, to shape a new way of being and partnering with the universe, to create a new story for your business in 2012, knowing that it will be an adventure, which means that you won't necessarily be more than a step or two ahead, and yet you trust the road of your story to carry you where you need to go, to carry your business where it needs to go. As you're standing here in the flow, simply let yourself experience the self that you are at the end of December. You don't have to do anything. Just pay attention to the feeling in your body and the quality of how you feel as you expand your presence to include you that you are at the end of December of this year. If you find yourself getting stuck in your head, or getting caught in stories, just go back to the center of your head and the center of your heart. Go back to the act of experiencing the flow of your life all around you, mingling with the larger flow of the universe. Then expand your own flow a little bit more, to include the self that you are in January of 2012. Get a sense of who you are at the end of January 2012. And then expand the flow of your life to embrace and include the you that you are at the end of February. Experience the feeling of your presence, February of 2012. You're not traveling into the future. You're simply expanding your flow to include who you are in February. And then into March. Feel into who you are in March of next year. Play with the feeling, and if other impressions come to you or images come up for you or you experience sounds or colors, that's fine. Just say hello to them and simply stay with the experience without editorializing it. And bring yourself back to the center of your head. Experience the flow of your presence inside you and all around your body. Experience the boundary of your own energy field about 3 feet all around your body, knowing that in some ways it's a completely arbitrary boundary, but in other ways, at the particular end of the spectrum of your being, your boundary tells you where your energy field ends and the rest of the world begins. Rest your hands, palms up in your lap, and invite the deva of your business to come and stand in front of you. Take a moment to experience its energy. Ask it to stand just outside the boundary of your energy field so you can experience its flow separate from yours. Get a felt sense of its presence right now. And then ask it to connect with you by blending the flow of its energy with yours and placing a portion of its energy in the palms of your hands so you feel as though you're holding hands with the deva of your business. Become aware of this new vibration that is not yours but that's connected to you through the ecology of your life. It may feel familiar or it may feel strange. You may not have established a conscious relationship with the deva of your business before this. Just feel whatever you experience right now. The deva of your business is your guide into the new unfolding landscape of the story that you will shape with it for your business in 2012. As you cultivate your relationship with it, you will begin to consciously create the landscape of your business and its new story. For now, release its presence from your hands. Thank it for playing with you. And come back and open your eyes. I want to talk very briefly about the structure of Dreaming in the Dark. This time around, it is a 4-session class that runs weekly from November 2nd to November 23rd. On November 2nd and then 2 weeks later on November 16th, each person who's enrolled will receive the class audio as a downloadable MP3 file, along with the class playbook in PDF format for those of you who prefer to read as well as listen. And then on the 2 alternate weeks, on November 9th and 23rd, we will have a live call of approximately an hour to help integrate the learning from the 2 classes. This is where you can ask questions, share your experiences, get answers and feedback from me on the specific issues that arise for you. For the duration of the course, you'll also have access to a private Facebook group where you can post questions, share your insights, discoveries, and stories, and ask for and receive support and accountability. The live integration calls will also be recorded, and a link to the recordings will be posted on the Facebook group page. So we'll have 2 classes and 2 live calls for coaching integration. My normal session fee is $550 an hour and upwards of $2,500 a day. So this is the most affordable, accessible way to work with me right now. We'll spend the first session exploring the story of your business from January to November of 2011. We'll look at how your business has unfolded this year. We'll start with what is, because once you love and embrace the truth of the story you've been living, you can release it and dissolve it to create a new story. In the second class, we'll map the subtle energy landscape that is the new story of your business for 2012. Then we'll use energy alchemy techniques to energize and activate it so we can help it emerge from the subtle energy realms and into your concrete physical world. All the learning in this class is experiential and is designed to take you on a journey of creative transformation for you and your business. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I am here to support you, to guide you, and to offer you the benefit of my skills and experience. The early registration discount on this class ends tomorrow. If you want to take part in this creative adventure of shaping a new story for your business in the new year, and you want to take advantage of the discount, please register by midnight tomorrow. If there's anything that you'd like to clarify or insights or discoveries that you want to share from the experiences you've just had in the last hour or so, please raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad and Angie will unmute you. If there are no
questions... Here, we do have a...
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Here, we do have a question from Bronna. Bronna, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you now.
Hello? Hello? Angie?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I had myself on mute there by accident. I was just wondering, I'm living in Asia, and I think I'm definitely going to go ahead and book the course, but I'm just wondering about the times, like what times are you going to be doing these live calls?
The live calls will be at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, Pacific time. So... depending on where you are in Asia, where are you in Asia?
I'm in Korea.
Okay, so are you 13 or 14 hours ahead, 15 hours, something like that?
I can't actually remember. I know from, like, New York time, I'm 13 mm-hmm. hours ahead at the minute from New York time.
Okay, and we are 3 hours behind New York time. So it's 16 hours. You're 16 hours ahead, I
okay.
think.
Perfect. Yeah.
Don't rely on my.
No, still. I will check it up. Yeah, I definitely think even if I can't make those live calls, I definitely think I will sign up anyway because, as you said, you're posting them up. And there will be, if I need other support, there on the Facebook group. So, I'm happy with
absolutely.
That. Thank you very much. This Good. Call has been Thank amazing. You. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Anyone else? Well, if there are no more questions... thank you all so much for participating. I deeply appreciate the gift of your time and your presence. And I'm grateful that you've spent this time with me playing with the new story of your business. I look forward to working with some of you over the next few weeks in Dreaming in the Dark. If you have any technical questions about the program, please email angie@heroboga.com. And I wish you many blessings and so much love as you step into the new story of your business over the next year.